Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen. Roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits, and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail. Kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a
it is indeed once again time to hit the trail with Trail Tunes on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, the show that plays the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces.
The trail. Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howling and I'm bound to hit the trail.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of the town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of the town, with his wife and five children and his cabin broken down. He'd look for work and money, and he'd walk a ragged mile. You look for work and money, and you walk a ragged mile. Your children's all so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Oh. You spent your last lone dollar on seven shotgun shells. We out in the wilderness, a cold coyote call. We out in the wilderness, cold coyote calls. Your eyes fixed on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. And you pray to the Lord, oh, please send you a friend. You pray to the Lord, please send you a friend. But your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friends. There's seven breezes blowing outside the cabin door. There's seven breezes blowing outside the cabin door. Seven shots rang out like an ocean's pounding roar. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. And somewhere in the distance, there's seven new people born.
Tony Joe White with the Bob Dylan classic Ballad of Hollis Brown. And before that, we heard from the Handsome Family to open the show today with Arlene. Welcome, everyone. Trail Tunes once again here on WIRI. A little different show today. We are going through the vast catalog of murder ballads. Yes, it is a traditional form. It's been around for centuries, and the Old West was not immune to its charms. Charms? I don't know about that. I guess you'll have to decide for yourself if it is charming. A lot of different voices today, and let's get back to our roots with some Tanya Tucker. Here's one of her big hits, actually. Did you know this was a murder ballad? Blood Red and Going Down on 105.5.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. Daddy said, now come, girl, we headed down the road to Augusta. And faintly through his clenched teeth, he called Mama's name, and then he cussed her. He said, girl, you're young, but some dude has come along and stole your mother. But you can't steal a willing mind, 'cause Mama's always looking for a lover. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. With dusty teardrops on his face, my daddy cried in big steps he was taking.
halfway running to keep up. My shorter legs were so tired and shaking. Where did I go wrong, girl? Why would she leave us both this way? At times like these, a child of 10 never knows exactly what to say.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down.
We searched in every bar room and honky tonk as well. And finally, Daddy found them, and Lord, you know the rest is hard to tell.
Lived a maiden fair, whose life was pure as heaven, whose heart was free from care. She dreamed of love and romance, with heart so glad and free. No gloom within the future young Freda Bolt could see. Nearby lived dear Unharmon, a boy she loved so well. And of these two young lovers, a story I will tell. 'Twas late one Thursday evening, the stars were shining dim. That Buron called his sweetheart to come and go with him. He told her on tomorrow that they would surely wed, but little was she thinking he'd take her life instead. They motored to Bent Mountain, a place so dark and lone, and there her farm so helpless he placed beneath a stone. Away from home and mother that Freda loved so well, the bitter pain and anguish no mortal tongue can tell. Through tears she pled for mercy, but heeding not her cry, young Harmon left his sweetheart in agony to die. We think the God in heaven must surely heard her cry, and sent a band of angels to linger very nigh, and bear her spirit over to yonder's happy shore. For dying comes no never, and parting is no more.
Thank you.
The Kassoy Sisters with Down in a Willow Garden. And before that, the first family of country was the Carter Family with Young Freda Bolt. Of course, the Carter Family did quite a few murder ballads in their career, but they weren't the only progenitors of country music. Of course not. Up next, we have one of the most original voices important to both country and blues music. Here's Jimmie Rodgers with the classic Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie and Johnny was sweethearts. Oh Lord, how they did love. Swore to be true to each other, true as the stars above. He was a man, he wouldn't do her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner just for a bucket of beer. She says, Mr. Bartender, has my loving Johnny been here? He's my man, he wouldn't do me wrong. I don't want to cause you no trouble, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I saw your lover an hour ago with a girl named Ellie Bly. He was your man, but he's doing you wrong. Frankie looked over the transom. She saw to her surprise, there on a cot sat Johnny, making love to Nellie Bly. He's my man, and he's doing me wrong. Olee-ay-olee. Frankie drew back her kimono. She took out a little 44. Rooty-toot-toot-three times she shot right through that hardwood door. Shot her man, he was doing her wrong. Bring out the rubber-tied bucket, bring out the rubber-tied hack. I'm taking my man to the graveyard, but I ain't gonna bring him back. Lord, he was my man, and he done me wrong. Bring out 1,000 policemen, bring them around today. They lock me down in the dungeon cell and throw that key away. I shot my man, he was doing me wrong. Frankie said to the warden, what are they going to do? The warden, he said to Frankie, it's electric chair for you, cause you shot your man, he was doing you wrong. This story has no moral, this story has no end. This story just goes to show that there ain't no good in men. He was a man, and he done a wrong.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Does the sound of a motor excite your inner child? Step back in time and drink up the sleek design of muscle cars and classic hot rods at the Rapids Rumble Car Cruise on August 2nd. Started in 1977 by the Corvettes of the North, cars will leave MSTC on 32nd Street North and the cruise will end at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Join 105.5 FM WIRI live on location, streaming classic country hits all day for the event. Drive on out to Rapids Rumble Car Cruise August 2nd and let's get revved up for classic cars.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have your phone first, before the cab pulls away.
Hey, thanks, man. No, wait, my phone, come back! It's got my boarding pass, credit cards, phone numbers, my life, come back!
Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. The low within a few degrees of 70. For tomorrow, some early fog, then it'll be hot and humid. A high right around 90 degrees, the heat index approaching 100. Some storms possible tomorrow night. It's 88 right now.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Where you going with that money in your hand? Hey, Joe, where you going with that money in your hand? You know I'm gonna go downtown. I'm gonna buy me a blue steel 44. Downtown, I'm gonna buy me a blue steel 44. That's a big gun, you know. Well, I said, hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand now? Well, hey Joe. Go with that gun in your hand now. I'm gonna take that gun, I'm gonna shoot my woman. I caught her out messing around. I'm gonna take that gun, I'm gonna shoot that woman. I caught her out, she's messing around. Shot your woman dead, just shot her dead. We all heard that. Yes, I did. I caught her, my best friend is in bed. Yes, I did. I caught her, my best friend is in bed. They's making love and I shot her. Oh, hey, Joe, where are you gonna go now? Oh, hey, Joe, where are you gonna go now? I guess I'll go down south. I'll go down to Mexico. I'm going south, where I know I can be free. Oh, there ain't no hangman gonna put no noose around me. I guess I'll go down south. I guess I'll go down to Mexico. No noose around me, no, 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 no.
travel from the east to the west, from the north to the south in town. When the sun comes up tomorrow, they'll take John Hardy down, show him to his hanging ground. They're gonna let John Hardy swing down.
Shadowgrass with John Hardy on 105.5 WIRI. And before that, we heard from Tim Rose and his version of Hey Joe. Now, Tim Rose performed this song live at the Cafe Wa in Greenwich Village in New York City. And that is where one Jimi Hendrix first heard the song. And of course, he later went on to make it his own. Continuing on with Murder Ballads here on Trail Tunes today, everyone. Another classic country group coming up here. Not known for their murder ballads. In fact, they were more on the sacred side of things, but every now and then they would get down in the dirt. Here's another old classic, the Louvin Brothers with Knoxville Girl, 105.5.
Mother, I was bleeding at my nose. to get me out, but none could go my bail. I'm here to waste my life away down in this dirty old jail, because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.
Friends, this is a true story that happened in the hills of western North Carolina in the year 1928. This tragedy occurred near the little town of Danbury in Stokes County in the state of North Carolina. It's absolutely true. This man murdered his family, his wife, and himself. His name was Charlie Lawson, and this song is entitled The Story of the Lawson Family.
It was on last Christmas Eve, the snow was on the ground at his home in North Carolina. The murderer, he was found. His name was Charlie. They never knew what caused him to
When first I came to Louisville, some pleasure there to find. A damsel there from Lexington was pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby lips, like arrows pierced my breast. And the name she bore was Flora, the lily of the west. I courted lovely Flora, some pleasure there to find. But she turned unto another man, which sore distressed my mind. She robbed me of my liberty, deprived me of my rest. Then go, my lovely Flora, the lily of the west. Way down in yonder shady grove, a man of high degree, conversing with my Flora there, it seemed so strange to me. And the answer that she gave to him, it sore did me oppress. I was betrayed by Flora, the lily of the west. I stepped up to my rival, my dagger in my hand. I seized him by the collar, and I boldly bade him stand. Being mad to desperation, I pierced him in the breast. Then go, my lovely Flora, the lily of the I had to stand my trial, I had to make my plea. They placed me in the criminal box and then commenced on me. Although she swore my life away, deprived me of my rest, still I love my faithless Flora, the lily of the west.
Joan Baez with The Lily of the West. And before that, we heard from the Stanley Brothers and the story of the Lawson family, which took place in North Carolina, not far from where the Stanley Brothers actually grew up. A little close to home on that one. Coming up on Trail Tunes, everyone, we've got a classic country artist and one of his big hits. And another song, which is, was this, maybe you didn't think about it when it came out, or if you've heard it before, but I assure you, The Long Black Veil by Lefty Frizzell is definitely a murder ballad.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The sky flows high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries for my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Walking down the street the other day, I heard the report of a pistol. A friend of mine looked up, sort of excited-like, and said, "What could that mean?" Give him something sort of like this. "Well, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down low down. Tell me Mr. Garfield been shot. Oh, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down, low down. Tell me Mr. Garfield been shot. Now I saw a crowd gathered up over there and went across and went in. Saw Mr. Garfield laying on a bed. And I said, "Howdy. How you feeling?" He looked up sort of sad-like and gave me something sort of like this. "Well, they tell me I've been shot down very low down. Tell me I've been shot down low. Oh, they tell me I've been shot down very low down. Tell me I've been shot down low. Now a city feller was there and they asked him if he'd like something to eat. He said, "Yup, just bring me something I'm used to." And he gave me something sort of like this. "Well, bring on your ham and your eggs, Lord, Lord. Bring on your ham and your eggs. Well, bring on your ham and eggs, Lord, Lord, bring on your ham and your eggs." Now there's a country fella there too and asked him if he'd like something to eat and he said, "Yup, just give me something I'm used to. Give him something sort of like this. Well, bring on your bacon and your beans, Lord, Lord. Bring on your bacon and your beans. Now, Mrs. Garfield come in, walked up to the bed, looked down at Mr. Garfield and said, Mr. Garfield, if something was to go wrong and you don't get well, would you mind if I was to marry again? And he gave her something sort of like this. Don't you never let a chance go by, Lord, Lord. Don't you never let a chance go by. Don't you never let a chance go by, Lord, Lord. Don't you never let a chance go by.
Jillian Welch and David Rawlings with the story of poor Ellen Smith. And before that, we had a tale of presidential assassination by Ramblin' Jack Elliott. That was Mr. Garfield. Getting ready to wrap up the show here shortly, everyone. A couple more tunes to go on our murder ballad trail tunes for this week. Up next, we have another legendary figure. And this song has been recorded by many, many people. Here's a newer group. I love their sound, and I love the way they do this one. Here's Railroad Bill by Crooked Still on 105.5. That just about does it for us this week on Trail Tunes, everyone. Hope you enjoyed these murder ballads, a special show today. It was a lot of fun to put together. I'll be back again next week with another edition of Trail Tunes, the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border songs. We're going to go out with the Del McCurry Band and Rain and Snow to wrap it up. So long, everyone. Have a great weekend.
rain and snow.